being. This isn't the last time you're going to see them, but I want to make sure we did this before any of them had to move. I know our New Year Christmas break, and some of the Demers are going to be moving down to Texas. Steve has a job down there, and the Musas are moving up to, I always get it wrong, Taiwan? Oh, got the right one. All right, about 2 hours northeastern-ish of here, and you're going to be starting an adventure on a dairy farm up there. The Musas are one of three families, including the Hodgsons, who left FUB to help get this church plant going. Demers has been part of our congregation since Steve showed up to play third base at our first pub entry into the first UB softball tournament. And I really could talk for hours about the contributions that they've made to the church and to many individuals, working in the youth center, to Sunday school, to serving as elders, helping start the Buckhole, running angel food ministry, serving on mission trips to Kentucky, getting to do life together with both families. It's truly been an honor. I'm Lori and Steve and I, and Steve, we're in a small group with Amy and I. It was so small that it was just Lori and Steve and Amy and I. So we got more than average airtime per person during that study. I love not only my conversations with Rhonda over the years, but also her really thoughtful cards that she gives, and if any of you have gotten her from Rhonda, I love how so many of the words get underlined. You can always tell Rhonda's cards because the words get underlined. In fact, I start to look at the words that aren't underlined. You know, I might say something like, I appreciate your love, care, and wisdom, and let's see, oh, care's underlined once, love's underlined twice, wisdom, no underlined. I think she called me dim with it. Pay attention to those things. Long-time members know that Martin was our first treasurer. Martin also has a goal to be able to get through life without ever using a computer. One of my, and it's still staying strong so far? Okay, yeah, hold now. All right. You know, one of my favorite memories is trying to figure out how to get there's like a check for insurance. Getting it. I was trying to get a check and I was giving coordinates to a farm somewhere south of Dansville, and then I was to meet up with some guys sitting on the back of a hay trailer, who then pointed me in the direction of which field that they were bailing, and I came over the rise and saw big equipment out on the field, and I thought, well, the biggest, you know, I went toward the biggest one, figured that's where Martin would be. Nope, I'm driving that monster, but I don't know, this breaks me off, but it's like 14-year-old Stacia was up there, you know, moving that thing along, and I grew up, I was kind of a city boy, and I was allowed to use the weed whacker until I had my driver's license, so, you know, just, I just love the Musas. It's just all hands on deck, and Anna and Laura pitching in to help, whether it's at home or in church. I remember being, when we were back in the community United Methodist Church, Josh, I don't know if I can see him here today, but, Josh, every week, would come up to me and tiptoes and go, oh, I'm almost as tall as you. Every week, I could count on Josh coming up to me, and I think he's actually putting lifts in his shoes at one point to do that. But one of the things I also really appreciated about the Demers and about Steve, who's just ending his term as an elder at Hub, is the way that he is staying. I mean, to talk to him, you wouldn't know that he was moving. He's been so engaged through the entire building process. He's been concerned about the lights, about the sound, about the kids who come, you know. I just have to remind myself sometimes that he's leaving because he stayed so invested in the process of the building and the church. And I really could go on for a really long time about each individual, but I'm going to let just a few others come up and share about the Musas and engineers, and Susie.
Okay, I have to apologize if I start crying. It's been an emotional year. My dad was up here last week talking about losing his wife 8 months ago, so I lost my mom. brings a hurt to me. So anytime, you know, anything comes up, I usually lose it, but I'm going to try not to. It was funny because when I first got the email from Cal, I wanted to speak with both families. Lori, for most of you know, she's my sister. For Rhonda, I feel she's my spiritual sister, so I wanted to speak of both families. And, you know, I'm looking through the email. Nope, they were not emailed. So I almost said something to Lori, but I'm like, nope, I'm not going to say anything. But then she said, oh, did you know they're having special snacks after church? You know, because we're leaving. I said, yeah, I knew something about it. But I just kind of wanted to give a little bit of the background. First to the Demirs, Lori being my sister. When my mom passed away 8 months ago, Steve stepped up because he had lost his first wife. And being the only one in the family who lost someone close, he stepped up and had my dad's back. He went to the funeral home with her, helped plan her funeral. So that was good for us because we were able to step back and mourn her passing, and Steve was able to step up and have my dad's back. And being, you know, God places you where he wants you at the time that he needs you. And being an engineer in, I don't even know what, structural engineer, whatever it is, Steve was put on the board to help with this building, to get it built. He had more background in some certain areas that others didn't. So it was great to have his experience to come in and bless us and work on this home. So he's been able to pull his experience together to build this building, to see us through as a congregation, to kind of, again, have mom's vision in mind. So that, again, was huge. But then, with his work being in Dearborn, it was too much traveling back and forth with gas. And so they knew they had to do something. They either had to find a new job and move, or move to Dearborn. And that's something that Lord really wanted to do. You know, worst case, yes, that's what they would do. So, you know, there were all these plans. Steve was looking for other jobs here and there. He was getting out. And they put it in God's hands. They said, please, just, if it happens, let us know. You know, but this is our date that we need to know by. So they were getting ready to move. And I took some time off of work to go and give her my support. And it was good because we had a couple mom stories that we, you know, didn't know about each other. We were able to share those. And Friday, this was on a Friday, they were pretty much ready to sign a lease in an apartment in Dearborn. Friday night, Steve gets a call. They want him in Texas. Awesome. God answered the prayers at the last minute. The contingency plan was to move in with us until they could move where they needed to go. So, counting all the people, bodies up, that's 13 people. We made room. They moved in. He was going to move as soon as possible, but they wanted to train him for another, month and a half, still in Dearborn, so he's driving still back and forth. Did I say 13 people? So 2 months later, still 13 people. And we really, God has worked in their family, God has worked with our family, but it's still, he doesn't make everything perfect. We have butted heads, we have had words, but we've also had things that we've shared that we wouldn't have been able to share. Lori has four older boys, and then little Daisy, who can't appreciate things yet. But, and, you know, not having boys of my own, but having a husband and knowing how they think, she probably doesn't feel appreciated sometimes. I work full time. Work has been very busy for me this month. So I'll be home at 7 o'clock. She'll have dinner ready. I mean, all you husbands who have stay-at-home wives, you don't know how good you got it. Because I'd be the one to have to come home and fix dinner, and we'll eat at 8 or, you know, whenever I can get it around. I really appreciate Lori having dinner ready or almost ready, or at least the thoughts of what she's going to make for dinner, because I didn't have that before. And so I told her that I appreciated it. And so, we, you know, emptying dishwasher, filling dishwasher. dishwasher. It's a daily chore. Did I say 13 people? Washing machine constantly going. So, you know, we've had our issues and stuff, but it's been great to have this time. To get to see Daisy every day. Just yesterday, Girl Scout troop and I was invited, went to Huckleberry Railroad, and Gabby was supposed to go with us, and she didn't feel well, so we took John. And seeing the Huckleberry Railroad riding the train in the eyes of an 8-year-old was a wonderful thing. Gabby, 15 much, would have been no big deal. It would have been cool, but that's it. But he was excited, so I'm glad to have that time too. The only problem now is my dad and I are trying to figure out how we can sneak Daisy away and keep her without them noticing, but I'm sure they'll notice. So I really appreciate the time to, you know, she's always my sister, she's always welcome, but to have that extra little time before they go and wishing them well, and again, God worked at the last second in their lives. So then I move on to Rhonda, and again, she knows the 13 people, and the struggles we probably had to face. And Kale mentioned her cards, and I've gotten some cards in the past. But on November 17th, I got a text from her, a very long text, and I still have it. It came in 6 different pieces, and they didn't all come in sequentially, so it was kind of a puzzle going back and forth. But she just said that she often thinks of our family, which was really nice, because you know, you live your own life and you think nobody cares, nobody knows, nobody sees. But she said she hadn't had time to send a card and that she wanted us to know that she often thinks of us and often thinks of my mom. She told me that when my mom died, that she was crying too. Again, a spiritual sister. And that she always admired my parents with their open door policy. We were in, we were out all the time, and that it must be a trial for us to be all together in one house, but she just wanted to send her, you know, thinking of you, and that meant a lot. A month later, I still have the text, and she was the one, again, I've only got daughters, I've only worked with girls. I was asked to step up and help with Sunday school, and I didn't think I could do it with boys. The boys scared me. So Rhonda took me under her wing and showed me that there's nothing to be scared about. Yes, they are a little louder, a little more active, but nothing to be scared about. So I'll always remember that. Martin would always make me laugh about the kinds of clothes, the comfortable clothes that he likes to wear. Because my husband likes those comfortable clothes too. And just, what, a week ago, Matt and I were at Walmart in Okemos. Rhonda and Martin were at Walmart in Okemos, except I was in another place, and they met up, Martin and Rhonda, and he had on his comfy bibs. It was date night for us, and he had on his comfy bibs. And I said, well, Martin, no, he had on a sweater and nice jeans. Jealous, wasn't he? Yeah, he probably was. So, they'll just always have a special place in my heart, and the girls too. And I wish them all. Oh, and by the way, I already shared this with Rhonda. I've never been to Alpena. I wanted to go. I told Matt, next summer we're going to Alpena, we're stopping at Tawas on the way. So, as long as she doesn't change her phone number, she'll get a call from us saying, we're coming up, make room. So, thank you both.
Well, I'm realizing that we're probably gonna have 10 or 15 people that have as much to say as Susie. No, that's great. And by the way, I've already said thinking of you, thinking would have been my wife and you once. Yeah. But what I'd like to do, because we have questions and we have time for some more sharing afterwards. I'm going to grab one of them. I'm going to grab one for each. Again, from the church or the put in your new homes, your new landing spots, that you'll remember us by. And can we Sauce and the Bears, could you come on up for a moment? Verse on here, Psalm 16:11. We have made, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. What we started to do, so I'm not going to let you keep this just yet, because we're all signing it on the back, so you can pull it off the wall from time to time and look at it. So if you didn't have a chance beforehand, I'm gonna put this back here, and you get a chance to sign it afterwards. But as you're both going down a new path that God is leading you, and really walking with God as you have been, it's the same path and in a new location. So we just want to thank you and give you this from our church body. But we're going to give it to you. Jake, can I actually give this to you? Could you put that back there? And could we have all of you come in here? We want to be praying for all of you. We all come around them. Can you guys just come over? Well, yeah, over here.
Lord, we just pray for us. Mirrors and moon sauce that we know that you're going to be with them, you're going to walk with them. Especially the girls and moon sauce, Lord, that their dreams will come true with the cows and they can get their ice cream parlor and stuff and come up and visit them and get some of their ice cream and stuff that their dream will come true if they want to do it.
Martin, Rhonda, Stacia, Hannah, and Laura, Lori, Steve, and Josh, and Jeremy, and Joey, and John, Daisy. I just know that you have such a wonderful plan for each of their lives. As it was said, that we may not intersect with them as much anymore. God, I just pray that you're your blessing on them, that you would go before them, that you would show them favor. God, just to help them to know that the seeds that they planted in lives here in Gainesville, that that fruit will be made known to them, not only in this life, but in your kingdom. We see that great harvest. Thank you so much.